Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hurry! Let's go!
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Jason Leisure, who covers the Bears for the Sun-Times, joined me here on The Score. Them not having anyone in the space and then saying, all right, well, we'll throw this 39-year-old guy. And then what happens? He ends up getting the out-of-shape injury because obviously. And it seems like two very significant positions were just kind of left blowing in the wind by the general manager.
Yeah, to go back to what you said about left tackle, I don't think drafting a guy in the second round and saying this will be our starting left tackle at probably the second most important position on offense, I don't think that's a good plan. I think you need to have some kind of good contingency that accompanies that, and they didn't. They had, and even him, Lawrence, this is maddening to me. I'm not mad at you, buddy. I'm mad at the incompetency that I'm seeing. Tevin Jenkins was not a left tackle.
Correct.
The rest of the league said, not a left tackle. Concerns about the back injury. And Ryan Pace says, I know better. I know more than all of you. I know something everybody else doesn't know. I'm going to take this guy. He's going to be our starting left tackle. No safety net.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
We turn it up for Jay, y'all. Bass drop. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Today is primarily a Bears show. There's a lot of Bears stuff that I want to talk about. There's a couple questions that I want to ask you. There's a bunch of ways that you can get involved with the show. Shout out to everyone who's on Twitch. You should get onto Twitch so you can watch the show, see what's actually happening here in the studio. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Like if you were watching earlier, you see me almost break. I didn't quite break, but almost break talking about Jay Zawoski. And congratulations to Jay on his new gig. But he will literally, I'm not kidding, he will be 20 feet from us. Like the Score is next to WBBM and B96 and Ja 104.3. What would be without you? Isn't it amazing that you have that versus and all the things that people keep talking about? Did you see Nelly walk over there and hug Ashanti? Yes, I did. Anyway, Jay will literally, if you're looking on Twitch right now, I look like Jim Cornelison. Still there. I wanted to do that at the softball game. Herbie, they did the national anthem at our softball game.
I would have left.
I know you would have. I so wanted to do it, and I was like, oh, it's so disrespectful.
It's just dumb. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, we didn't know where it was, so it actually would have been helpful. But if you're looking on Twitch right now, where I'm pointing, like, out of the studio is where Jay's office is. Like, 20 feet from where I'm standing.
Will he treat us like the rest of the BBM people treat us?
Yes.
With disgust.
Well, not all of them. Not all of them. Because, I mean, some of them were our teammates in softball, and they treat us all right. But, yes, most of them do. And one of them is our old boss, Ron Gleason. Ron Gleason, I don't remember your name. That's not true. Goose is actually a really good man. So that's the good thing, is that we still will get Jay. And I promise you that if there is like big hockey stuff, I'm going to ask for Jay to come on and be on the show. And then he'll tell me he's too busy. And I'm like, that's all right. Navo's our hockey guy anyway, sucker. But this is going to be mostly a Bears show today. Herbie reminded me, because I asked him to remind me, and he's like, remember you said you wanted to talk about the schism between Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy? And I was like, oh, yeah. And I already had it written down, which is good. But there's also some things I want to ask you about what happened Sunday and what's fair to expect for Sunday. And I want to get into that. I also want to get into week one often leads to people being like, oh, season's over. Now, if you're a Giants fan, it's week two.
Problem. Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great. And the way that Dave Gettleman builds football teams, I look forward to their demise. By the way, Tyler Heinicke or Taylor Heinicke or whatever his name is, pretty good. Imagine that. A young quarterback going out there, and every time they've sent him out there, what has he done? Balled. Even in a playoff game against Tom Brady. Balled. There's room for growth, but that throw that he made in the end zone, good God. You talk about a tight window. That's one of the things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Bears' offense and whether or not some of their issues can be resolved in a week. And if Justin Fields is the answer to the problem, or if the problem is bigger than even what we think his immense talent would be able to cover up. We will do that next. Stick around. It's a Bears Friday here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Mark Grody will join me at 1 o'clock with his final Bears report of the week as the Bears get ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals over on the lakefront. Herbie, if I set the over-under on the first booze for Andy Dalton at 13 minutes in the first quarter, would you go over or under?
Under. Because I'm thinking that the Bears are going to defer to the second half, so they kick off the ball to the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are going to go down in probably like 5 minutes. Then the Bears are going to have a three and out on offense, and so that's where it's going to happen.
If you're the Bears, do you introduce the defense?
Yes.
I do too.
And through no fault of his own, Andy Dalton will get lustily booed, which I don't agree with.
I don't think it's fair.
Like, if you want success for your team, you wouldn't want to boo them. Like, he's trying to out there to win. It's the team. I know they're more focused for Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy, and you can't boo those guys because they're not getting introduced, but he'll get the ire of the fan.
Right. That's the thing that's I would imagine that there would be a lot of people who would text in at 312-644-6767 and agree with you that Dalton is simply a vessel for which to amplify people's disappointment with how this team was put together. To be fair to the Bears, they did only lose one game. And things could turn around in a hurry if they put together a good plan and they go out there and they beat the Bengals. The questions kind of become how much faith is left in Matt Nagy for a Bears fan to believe that whatever changes need to be made are going to take place and we're going to see it. I was listening to Sage Rosenfels. He was on with Dan and Layla earlier in the week. He's great, by the way. His breakdowns are really great. And there was a ton of stuff that he was talking about, including that he kind of liked how they spoon-fed Justin Fields. And he had gone into this whole thing about during his career in college that was really helpful for him to just get a feel for it. And I was like, okay, yeah, I kind of feel similarly, although I do think that they could probably do more with him. Anyway, he gave you a real good reason for why what it is the Bears want to do offensively has been unsuccessful from what we saw Sunday night against the Rams.
They do a lot of things, but I couldn't tell you exactly who they are, right? Sometimes they run the ball and they line up with two tight ends. Sometimes they're in four and five wides and they're sure playing the RPO game, but they're not really great at anything. And I think that, you know, they don't really have an exact personality. They're running a lot of interesting plays out there, but nothing that really scares a defense. If you just sort of play cover two, cover three, keep the ball in front and force the Bears to go, you know, 10 plays, 12 plays, offenses that's hard to do. And when you just don't throw the ball deep down the field, and you're not going to throw the ball deep down the field dropping back, you know, with any offensive line, much less the Bears offensive line, and using those super speedy guys on the outfield, on the outside. It doesn't matter how many fast guys you have, if you don't have time in the pocket to throw the ball deep to them, and that style of offense in shotgun, you're just not going to get those deep shots very well, unless you literally, the tight end stays in, two running backs stay in, you put two receivers out there and just say, go deep, or we're going to throw one up to you. But that's just, you know, teams just sort of don't do that because the secondary players, now everyone's being doubled out there. The Z receiver's being doubled, the X receiver's being doubled, and there's no threat in the running game to suck up any safeties or linebackers. And so, you know, we'll see how this offense evolves. We saw that with your Trubisky, especially last year, with how the offense sort of evolved, and they're trying to figure out what Mitch was best at or what was the best way to win football games. And the offense was very different in the second half of the season than it was in the first half of the season. So we'll see how this offense evolves as well, whether it's Andy Dalton, the quarterback, or Justin Fields.
Something from my time of covering the Bears stuck out to me when I was listening to Sage talk about this, where he talks about how defensive teams can stick in cover two and cover three. And the Bears, to be successful, are going to have these 10 to 12 play drives that go 75 yards. One of the reasons that Lovie runs cover two is that he had a special linebacker, number one, that could cover the deep middle of the field, was able to get back there, and he knew that he had sure tacklers on the corners and at the other two linebacker spots. But one of the reasons that they love to do this, they love to run cover two, was because we'll give you all the things in front of us and we will tackle. And you saw the Rams do a great job of tackling. You saw the Bears do a poor job of tackling on defense. You saw the Rams just tackle. But they love the idea of, we bet you can't go 14 plays and 75 yards because you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a penalty, or we're going to take the ball away, or we're going to get to the quarterback, and it's going to derail your long drive. The thinking behind it is, so many things have to go right for a long, drawn-out drive to make it to the end zone. And if you don't have quick strike ability, and if you don't put pressure on the defense to make them think that you have quick strike ability, you become very predictable. And when you have a quarterback like Andy Dalton that's a bit landlocked, we know where he's going to be. I keep wondering why in the last game, I've seen people both nationally and locally talk about, well, you know, Aaron Donald wasn't all that great against the Bears. Oh, harumph, harumph, harumph. Aaron Donald won the Bears game before it started. When you listen to what the Bears have said and how they've almost patted themselves on the back, well, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Look what we did against Aaron Donald. They were thinking about him the entire preseason. And what did they do? The Bears devised a plan that was based on, we got to get the ball out quick. We got to get the ball out quick because Aaron Donald's coming. We got to take these short passes and hope that our guys break some tackles because Aaron Donald's coming. Him and Leonard Floyd and Jalen Ramsey, we've got to do this. So even if at the end of the day, you're looking at a stat sheet that says, Aaron Donald, what do you have, one sack? Let's see here. Get the numbers for you. He had one sack and it was late. See? Aaron Donald didn't do anything until late in the game. Wrong. Aaron Donald stayed on their mind. They changed everything up so that they could deal with Aaron Donald. And it was. And what did you end up getting? You ended up getting 6 yards per pass. Now, you know that I've been saying that you do have to game plan and not just run your stuff. So to me, that's a bit of a victory that they were thinking of it. But as far as affecting a game goes, the Rams won the game before the ball snapped.
And think about the people they brought in this year, Damir Bird, the Goodwins. Like, those guys are speed guys. Take the top off the defense guys. They were not even in the game plan because you had to do these garbage 10-yard passes or below.
Yeah. And they said it. Well, at least Marquise Goodwin said it, which was a breath of fresh air. Herbie, do we have the Goodwin sound so that people who didn't hear it can hear it? Because it's rare that an offensive player that isn't named Allen Robinson in this era of Bears football says something that kind of bucks the trend. It's also rare when it's a new player that jumps in and is like, yeah, we could have done some different stuff. And I was kind of brought here to do exactly what Herbie was saying, to take the top off the defense. Take a listen to what Marquise Goodwin said about the way that they played offensively.
It's challenging, but I mean, you just got to work with what you're getting. Again, I don't control the plays that are called. I don't control anything but just going out there and doing my job. And, you know, I just do it the best that I know how. As you mentioned, he's a unique player, all pro, pro bowler, instinctive. like especially in short spaces, and you know, us not running past 10 yards, that fell right into his hand, I feel like.
Marquise Goodwin just told you that they should have attacked Jalen Ramsey, that the Bears capitulated to Jalen Ramsey and just said, well, instead of testing him, we're just going to try and win in front of. I like hearing that. And it does make you wonder, and he hasn't been here long, but are you taking input from your players? Do your players feel comfortable enough? You don't have to challenge the coach. You don't have to stand up in a meeting like, this is dumb. It's not any given Sunday. But do you listen to your players when they tell you, hey, man, if we play it like this, it's exactly what Jalen Ramsey wants. He wants to be physical, and he wants to travel, and he wants to have the plays be in front of him. Why don't we make him work? Make him think about the deepest route that we're going to run versus the one that's right in front of him. A texter asked, why should we have any confidence that Matt Nagy is going to evolve as a head coach? I don't have an answer for you in the affirmative. I think that there's enough evidence now that shows you that Hub has kind of talked about it a little bit, where he thinks that it's not necessarily Matt Nagy's play sheet or play calling that is the problem. The problem is that takes away from him being the CEO of the team. And I think there's something to it. I think there's something to the idea of, are you actually watching the game? And I don't mean that as a slight. Like, I don't want to act like I'm saying Matt Nagy isn't out here working. He is. But are you watching the game that's in front of you, or are you preparing for your next set of calls? The idea that your defense could give up plays like they did, and the head coach isn't there to be like, what were we in? What were you doing? How did that guy get behind you? How did you not touch that guy? And the reason why is, and for those of Twitch, you can see me, because he's like this. He's getting ready for the next set of downs. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's a great coach who can do both. And I don't know if Matt Nagy is on that level yet.
Aren't the best coaches the ones who can delegate power?
Sure.
Yeah, it's his system, but he brings in a guy or girl that can teach his system, and he trusts, and he wants to build that person up. Like, Bill Lazor isn't a guy that he trusts and is like, hey, man, Bill, you're going to get a head coaching job because you're running this Bears offense, which is mine, but you can run it, and you're going to get a head coaching job because of this. Because that's where he came from.
That's the way that Andy Reid teaches it, and you see that his guys, except for Eric Bieniemy, get an opportunity to be head coaches. And we've already seen after 1 week, it wasn't a protective shield that Matt Nagy put around Sean Desai. He's like, yeah, you know, let's see if we'll be better next week. Wow.
Even Bill Lazor's like, I wouldn't call him the plays.
That's between Marquise Goodwin and Bill Lazor this week. It's some interesting chatter coming out of that place. We're going to talk with Mark Grody about that. His final Bears report is next here on The Score. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.